What I have seen in Minkaman is just very, very difficult. It's about 100,000 people, I think exactly 99,000 people in one site without water, without electricity, without proper school, without proper health facility. And I think as a human being, I think we need to do whatever it takes to stop the suffering of this population. When I see these young girls and these mothers, this pregnant woman in such a situation, I can't imagine that we as human beings can involve in such atrocity. And I think The violence have to stop, and I think peace and security need to come back in South Sudan.
And do you have the smaller funds to be able to provide assistance in the next few months?
Yeah, absolutely. UNFPA is scaling up, and a few days ago we provide additional funding from our emergency fund, and we are looking forward to doing more, especially once the IDP in Minkaman will move to the new sites. And I think we're looking forward to adding resources. But I should say that our limited resources will not do it. It is why we would like the international community to continue to help us, to continue to help our partner. Let me also say that on issue related to gender-based violence, I think a lot is being done. But unfortunately, the resources we have do not help us be everywhere we should be. So in the same vein, I'm also calling for the international community to support us so we can continue to meet the expectation.
Do you have currently a good care or health care to help reduce the mortality rate in those IDP areas?
I can say that the ongoing action to provide pregnant mothers with access to care and the effort being made by UNFPA to provide them with reproductive health kits, but also the follow-up action being taken after delivery, contribute to addressing issues related to maternal mortality. But I was very happy to see that UNFPA is also part of the community working to address some of the issues like malaria, that is very endemic in the region, but also dealing with issues related to diarrhea and so on. So overall, we believe that maternal mortality in South Sudan is a critical issue, and we are engaging with the government and the actors, the other agents, to provide the help. But let me say that it is a long road, and it requires a lot of resources. It goes beyond dealing with the immediate issues related to the emergency, to building a much stronger health system, to addressing the issue of the availability of the human resources, especially the midwife. And I must say that UNFPA is making extraordinary effort to provide the health system with some midwife.
How much funds do you need to meet, the inadequacy?
Our current requirement is $17 million, but so far we have about $3 million. So this means we are short of $14 million. And I'm not talking about the effort we need, I think, to expand our intervention. It's just what we need to respond immediately to the crisis. So we need much more.